Hello.
Hi, my name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Chris?
Yes, you are.
Great. Well, it looks like we missed a call from you earlier today.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out what I could do. I was told when I signed up that I would start showing up on the in the Google search and all that. And so far that's not happening. I am barely getting any leads from you guys. In the past, I think 3 months, I've received maybe 3 or 4 positive leads out of it. So I'm trying to figure out what I need to do or what can be done to make my presence on Google more, because I was told that this would be at that point already, and it's not.
Okay, got it. And Chris, you're right. Most businesses within the first 4 to 6 weeks will be somewhere on that first page. And
we're going on 3 or 4 months, and it's still not on, or something like that, and it's still not on that first page.
I see it. Okay. So give me just a moment to look at some things. Okay, yeah, and every business is different, but you're right. Most businesses will get there in that first 6 weeks, some a little later or sooner. But where I'm at right now, if I'm searching your city, I don't find it on the first page of the search. I narrow down my search to see where is it. I search your zip code, and there it's showing. So it definitely has a lot of improvement to do to be on the regular search. And so let me just see. You've got 5 reviews. And take a look at this. Okay, so really, it's our team. Have our team, looking at what else they can do. They continue to work to get your ranking higher, what else they can do to improve this sooner. And then the one thing I would say to you is to continue to get the reviews. But if you would like, you've probably been in our Local Splash dashboard, so if you were to go in there, any reviews that you get, you can respond to them as well. I mean, it has impact as well as getting reviews does. So a short, that's just a small part that I'm bringing up to you, but the rest is for us. But it does contribute. So,
okay. And could you maybe do me a favor? I know you guys sent it to me at one time, and I've since then got a new phone and some things have changed. Is there any way that you could send me the link or whatever to the review? That way I could go to some of the customers that I've had over the past couple of weeks and send them a link so that it make it easier for them to go on and review it.
Yes. Chris, I'm going to send you this now. Let me just review. Which phone number did you want it to go to? The one we're speaking on now that ends in 1283 or the one that ends in 6701?
The one that ends in 6701, that's normal. That's my normal. That's the work phone. So okay. if I get any contacts or leads for dumpsters, it's all come under that number. So it'd be easier for me to just text right back, through the same phone.
Okay. Yes. All right. So I just resent that link. And if you ever lose it, if you log into your Local Splash, we'll always resend it, but if you log into Local Splash Dashboard, under the Reviews tab, that link is also in there.
Okay.
And these reviews you have, let's see, they're not that old. They came a couple in October, and, but when you get,
I think a lot of those reviews that are on there are ones that I actually just solicited people that I knew to get on and review.
Got it.
So having this link again will make things a little bit easier. Like I could go as soon as we get off the phone. I got like five people I can send it to, because I have been doing I have been renting out the dumpsters, but it has been coming from. I've been advertising it on my Coder Home Services Facebook page, because I have two different businesses that I'm running through Facebook, the dumpster and then a construction company. So I've been running ads that way, and I've been getting word of mouth through, you know, previous clients. So I'll have them start sending in some reviews and see if we can't help it on my end too.
Okay, and I'm going to send it to our team to do some posting or anything else they can do to improve the ranking for you. Okay?
Okay, and then, okay, now the 250 I pay, I know it covers some Facebook ads and stuff. What can I do as far as maybe advertising on Google instead of Facebook?
Okay, yes, $100 of what you've paying is going toward Facebook ads. So let me just check on some information here for you, okay? About
okay.
Google.
Come here.
Okay. So going on our dashboard, replying to reviews is going to help. And then I just got the link again. So the last few people that we've rented dumpsters out to, we need to go through and send the link and see if we can get them to give us a review.
Okay. So with Google Ads, you know, sounds like you're probably a little bit familiar with pay-per-click ads and like Facebook ads or pay-per-click. However, mm-hmm. with Google Ads, it's our company will start it for a minimum of 300. Facebook ads go further. And so even though we will start ads at a minimum of 300, really at a minimum takes 400 a month for most businesses to be shown all month. You know, with Facebook ads, 100 or 200 is enough. With Google ads, minimum 300, 400 is better. And some businesses may need double. I doubt that yours does, but, you know, we could start them at minimum of 300.
Okay. So here's my question, because we're able to run ads and stuff through the Facebook page, because we're admins on our Facebook page, obviously. But, so I guess what I'm asking is, could we, if I had you guys stop running the Facebook ads, would that $100, could that go towards Google ads, or do I just need to pay separately for the Google ads?
Okay. So basically, if you wanted to do us to stop the Facebook ads, that would remove 100. But if you wanted to do Google ads, then you still need a minimum of 300 for us to start Google ads. So Google ads, $100 of the Google ads won't help your business. And so,
right.
So yes, you know, technically yes, we can stop the Facebook ads and you can run whatever amounts you want to do with Google ads. Does that make sense? That answer?
Yeah. So what I'm asking is, if I have you guys stop running the Facebook ads, would that $100 that you guys are running Facebook ads through, could I then apply that to the Google? So instead of giving you $300, I could give you $200. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, yes. Ultimately, the math will end up that way. But the way it's actually done, I mean, it is the same thing. If we remove the Facebook ads, your account is really $149, right? And then if you were to put $300 in Google ads, then it would be $4.49. Does that make
sense? Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to talk with the wife of a partner about this, and we might go that route. I might call you and do that. For now, let's just keep things the same. But I'm kind of thinking that instead of having you do the Facebook, I'm going to start having you guys do the Google, and we can manage the Facebook ads and stuff like that on our own.
Okay, if you're hands-on with Facebook, that makes sense, and we can definitely do the Google ads for you.
Yeah, we've been advertising our construction business on Facebook for about 3 or 4 years, and that's the only form of advertising we do, and I stay super busy. So I think that we could probably handle that, but let me talk some stuff over with my partner before I make any changes.
Sure. Okay, and I'll have our team looking things over to get you ranking better, as I only found it in your zip code so far, so we're definitely still working on your ranking, okay?
All right, I appreciate it, and I'm going to talk it over, and I'll be back in touch with you guys. Is there anything else you need from me right at the moment?
No, do you have your login to your dashboard as well?
Yeah, I got all that.
Okay, great. Okay, nope, we don't need anything else right now.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your call back, and I hope you have a good New Year and had a good Christmas.
Yes, great. Thank you so much, Chris. You too, you as well.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.